That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. We have called a Crisis Community Podcast, the first of our free ones for the season 2015. Peter, thanks for coming on short notice, mate. I know you need preparations for this sort of stuff.
Jock, I am unprepared. I am flustered, Jock. My notes, I have no notes.
Here you go. The community needs some sort of guidance through these changes that have been announced today. You've been working all summer on your analysis. Just let it flow, mate. It's in your guts. It's natural. Just let it spit out upon the podcast community, son.
Agreed, Jock. It's not all I've been working on. More revealed later.
This is a massive, massive day for many of us, isn't it? We've got something very, very big to reveal very shortly. Now, crouching one, how are you, mate? There has been news, of course, about the changes to the ruck division.
Oh, what come, man? Yes, big bloody change. You say me this change.
Right, let's
this change.
Let's do a quick summarisation.
Now, I need kick ass, Mr. Jock.
Be calm. Above all else, listening out there preparing for Supercoach 2015, we have to be calm. Now, the changes we are faced with. In the ruck, we will still have two players to select on the ground. But in a very significant change to game strategy, which Peter will allude to through this podcast, we only have one ruckman on the bench.
Significant.
Peter, what else are we faced with, son?
Yes, so there is a reduction of one bench position in the rucks and an addition, Jock, of one bench position in the midfield.
The fantasy goddess have given and they have taken away, haven't they, Peter?
So our midfields now will have an 8-3 structure, 8 on field, 3 bench, and our rucks will be a 2-1 structure. This is significant.
Paradigm shifting.
Paradigm shifting, Jock.
We wake to a new dawn, and there's an uncertain time ahead. But Peter, Crouch, would you recommend we just all run around with our hands in the air, or we get down to figuring this thing out?
Okay, you put...
What's that bloody thing?
Crisis, your phone, Jock.
Turn it
crisis.
Off.
Crisis phone.
We're in crisis. We can't panic. Turn it off now.
Okay, Mr. Jock.
Bloody hell. Yeah, we've got family. We've got a community day here with the young kids. So if we hear any action in the background, there's people making, you know, cakes and some such, let's just roll with it. Let's be calm. Don't bloody panic. Pete, yes.
Everybody has been mentioning Cruiser as a lock. Mm. Given the new change to rucks, going in with Cruiser now is even more riskier.
Riskier.
Yes.
Well, we haven't mentioned yet the other point changes, have we? And this is what Peter's getting to. Taps to advantage will now carry more Supercoach points.
Yes, Jock.
Tap hitouts to disadvantage
will be a negative point score. First time ever. And we do thank the creators at the Herald Sun for this wonderful game.
It's a belter.
This
cracks
is
on the
significant.
Wrist.
Agreed. Yeah. Very interesting gameplay. Tap outs to advantage, Jock. And we're talking Sandyland's Nick Natanui, Jock.
Last year, Sammy Jacobs, who probably hasn't been spoken about, was top for hitouts to advantage.
The Sandy ball. Mm. He's bloody top price ruck. You play top price ruck?
Well, I'll tell you what, with like you mentioned, with your cruisers there, we've got heaps of ruck bargains. I think the paradigms have shifted. We have to have another look at who we were going to whack in the ruck.
Oh, maybe you've got a...
So what about Cruiser? You mentioned Cruiser. Is he going to be a better ruck option now?
No, Jock. Dangerous. He is a ruck only. I think the set-and-forget option might come into play this year more than ever. Goldstein's the lone wolf set-and-forget ruckman, such as your Jacobs and Goldsteins. We may be forced to just elevate our spend in the ruck. Gone are the days of your Sandyland cheap hits. And, of course, we have Cruiser and Leuenberger coming in at a discount. But will you be prepared to take the risk?
That's critical.
Given...
Yeah.
The potential lack of bench cover.
So as you're saying, and I'm agreeing with you, we have to get the set and forgets happening. No doubt about it. We can't risk. I mean, with one big gorilla sitting on the bench, that's a massive risk to go in with a ticky touchwood. You're saying in Cruiser, well, he's had the full pre-season. Well, this is the first time he's had his full pre-season. All of the intelligence so far suggests that he's in the best form of his career. Are we willing to forgive him his past injury indiscretions to still consider him as one of the two?
Oh, this is interesting. Cruiser, he get more injured than bloody Sean Higgin, bloody jockstrap.
Oh, jeez, fair go.
Sean bloody Higgin, he burn man.
Yeah.
And Cruiser burn man too. Maybe this year you look at the Rutford swimmer.
That becomes
Rutford swimmer.
Big. We've only got a couple.
Oh, the mostly shit. Max Gone, Tombell Chamber. You can get maybe.
Paddy Ryder.
Yeah,
he comes into big consideration doesn't he?
Welcome, but...
like you say, you got one person on that bench. If you've got one in the forward, one in the ruck, a little bit of insurance there that you can swing around, do-si-do.
Yes, but Ryder not long wolf ruck.
Yeah.
But have other ruckman, Lobby. I can't remember. Well, I've been in case too
long. But wouldn't
a
good thing, you know, when the ruck to advantage and all that sort of business, wouldn't it be an advantage as a ruckman not to actually play as a ruckman? If Paddy Ryder's not taking hit-outs, we're just relying on his gameplay... and we're assuming that he'll get negative points for tap-outs to disadvantage because he's a weaker ruckman, doesn't he become a stronger significance agent for Supercoach next year?
Will he get game time, Jock? Will he be a sub candidate?
Paddy Ryder won't be a sub candidate.
Talls have been a frequent sub candidates, Jock.
He's got too much significance of the plum, you know, in a Supercoach and footballing terms to be left as a sub. I'd be very surprised if Pat Ryder was sub, and I think he should be significantly thought upon.
Yes, Jock, agreed.
What about Gone? Is he rubbish?
I like Max Gone.
Do you?
He had dance there.
Yeah.
He sometime kick goal.
Yeah.
He good bloody option. Mark Jammer shit.
Not up to much, is
Mark Jammer bloody run dinosaur. Max Gone, interesting. I think Melbourne have big year.
Would you say Max Gone would be gone in your Supercoach term, Creasy? Gone.
Yes, Jock.
His name's Gone. It's actually spelt G-A-W-N.
I think we understand your joke. Now, just looking further at any potential dual position rucks, Jock. Yes, we have Paddy Ryder at 443. A big spend, Jock. Big spend. We have Scott Lysett. Now, with Cox gone...
Mm.
No Cox.
Has he got forward edge ability as well, Scott Lysett?
Ruck forward, Scott Lysett, 418,400. Very big risk for mine, and I don't think the spend guarantees that. Zach Clark, Jock, another Frio ruckman, 407,900.
He can play that boy.
David
He's
Hale.
He's proven he can score as well.
David Hale at Hawthorn, Jock. Very interesting pick now.
What are those? Are these all forward ruck
eligibilities? Yes, I am going through some forward ruck.
Bloody hell, I thought it was
392,700. There are more. We have Blivhas, my boy.
Yeah, you love that.
He
bloke.
Is
He's rubbish, mate.
A mid forward swing.
He can't play football,
Jock.
Right, Pigo.
Jock.
Well, you tell me that. I don't get you. Show me a bloke that can play football and he'll qualify for me team. Not a bloke that can run the 403 bloody seconds. Couldn't
Jock.
Give a stuff.
He has played a sum total of about 60 games in his life.
And they're all been bloody rubbish.
He is
Look
building.
Like he's playing netball.
A definite mid-priced option. Comes with the added bonus, Jock. 371, a ruck mid. Meaning he can be traded out a midfielder, hit the button on a midfielder. Blivhas can be traded across a line into an in-form ruckman.
Don't outsmart yourself, though. Don't hold you.
Max gone. I say you're Max gone.
No, he's gone.
339,000. Max four. Yeah, he's shit. Tombell Chamber cheaper than Max gone.
Well, 382. Had a bloody good write-up. One of the off-season boys wrote
How
up.
How much you say me?
302 grand.
Oh, nah, he will.
Well, he'll be playing premium ruck, they reckon. It was a Big Ben. I think Big Ben wrote up about Tommy Bell Chambers the other day, and he's in the gun to play their number one ruck position at 302. Oh, if he's got forward edge ability, that is significant.
Tom Bell Chambers comes into consideration.
For whom doth the bell tolls? It doth bell for me.
Have you been
That's
seeking
always said.
Humour classes over the summer, Jock?
Geez, there's quite a few of these bloody dual position forward.
Tom Campbell... Callum Sinclair go down at around the 270 mark, and then we get to Ace Cordy, not for mine, at 253. Jack Hanneth only played the first three games of 2014, but at 190, 1700, ruck forward swing.
You're getting to that territory where if you're going to have one ruck on the bench, you want to make sure they're legit. Are people going to be going for sort of your 400-ish third ruck? Or R3, as we say in the industry. Is it too risky to just have a fluffy rookie sitting on your bench in the ruck now, given these paradigms have moved?
Insurance policy ruck option, Jock, is expending a little more for bench cover. I think the days of a floating donut in the ruck
gone,
are gone, Jock.
Absolutely.
Are gone.
Well, the ruck is, I mean, it's massive, but as we say, we need to be calm and we just need to rationally work through this thing. Let's get on to the other recent news. All the dual position eligibility changes, they have also been significant.
Yes, Jock. We shall start with the mid-forwards, Jock. And this was the most significant news. Robbie Cray, of course, a very high-priced forward, 596, mid-forward eligible. Boomer Harvey remains a mid-forward eligible, 578. And then we go down to Brett Deludio.
This is setting the fantasy world on fire. Could he be one of the most locked-in players? He's in my team already.
He's
533 grand. He's in my team.
He have head done stare. He's old now.
Oh, yeah, it's probably grey.
Very old, man.
I mean, who's a consideration for midfield, let alone mid-forward? I reckon just lock away the bloody key.
One man get locked more than him.
Who?
Dane Swan.
The what? Yeah.
Dane Swan. He bloody locked.
We've had some good intelligence about Dane Swan as well. I reckon he'll blow the roof off the joint this season as well.
Last season
into accountability, though.
He will be a very popular pick, and I will be starting with him. Mm. However, not sure that he will fulfil his 110-plus average as expected.
I expect him to reach 105.
Which would be value for money.
Absolutely. Last year he had glandular fevers, he had ticky touchwoods, you know, he was out of sorts. I think this year we'll see him come back to something, not quite his peak, but something resembling that as well.
Yes, should definitely be in the top eight forwards years end. Brendan Goddard is interesting, Jock.
The return of the Floggard.
I know you are disappointed. He left your beloved Sainters.
I'll never forgive him. Nah.
He comes in at 548 as a mid-forward. Popular selection.
Welcome back to Supercoach Revelance. What do you reckon, boys?
Yes, I think he will be a popular selection. Now, going down the list, Dustin Martin and Dane Zorko retain their dual position eligibility, both priced very similarly around the 530,000 mark.
These boys could find themselves as point of differences. If we've got all this ill-cap forward, they're no longer just the lockaway forwards they were of yesteryear, are they?
I think very big strategies set and forget forward line.
Mm.
You put in Dane Swan, Brendan Floggard, Brett Deludio, this type player, and maybe he bloody lock.
Harley Bennell.
Oh,
I'm pissed off about this.
Mid forward too.
I speak to Mickey, a mad Irishman. He tells me I'm an old fool, but Harley Bennell, in amongst Gary Ablett's, your Swallows and your Jagers and your Martins and these likes, Harley Bennell will emerge. I'm saying it here, he will emerge, and with forward agile ability, he'll be in my team also. He's a mercurial footballer, this kid. We haven't seen what he can produce just yet.
Yes, okay, Jock. Sean Boygor, going down.
Are you having a stroke, Peter? Would you like a glass of water?
I'm okay. I'm still flustered. I do not have my notes.
You're doing very bloody well, Peter. You are, mate. You really are.
Craig Bird, 472.
You had to fit him in.
Yes, Dane Swan, of course, very cheap, 464. As lock. Shane Edwards, no. Jack Zeeble.
Wow.
Very interesting, Jock. Mid-forward, 449,600. Will be one to consider.
Yeah, I reckon it's just the Supercoach gods trying to dangle the temptation of the Garden of Eden in front of us again with Zeeble. I don't think he's ever going to become what people expect him to become.
You say me, the banjo player, the Mitch Flogginson. He mid forward. 446.
I think his name's Mitch Robinson, isn't it?
Mitch Flogginson.
All right, he's gone up to Brisbane. Oh, I've been following him on social medias. He can get staff. Mitch Robinson, no bloody way.
Jared Harbrow, 438, mid-forward swing. Now, Jock, Jack Nunes.
Yes, defender. Yes. Don't make a big deal of this because he's one of me pods.
Mid-defender swinger, Jack Nunes. Interesting. Very interesting.
I don't want to say too much because people know I'm quite close to the inner sanctums and the workings and the structural integrity of the St Kilda Football Club, but Jack Nunes needs to be very seriously considered by all of us listening here today. Just don't make a bloody racket about it, right?
Okay.
Watch the kid this year explode.
Okay.
Absolutely explode.
Welcome. You keep going down, Liz. You'll see.
Can they hear me mouse clicking? Because I'm bloody clicking.
Yes, you click on screen.
Kids playing out the front. Oh, yeah.
The Coondog. Coondog. Adam bloody Coondog.
No, he's in the best form of his career. He's never been fitter. Changed the club.
He played burst through middle.
Turned his back on the club that nursed him through rubbish with his knee.
Maybe interesting pick. Risky bloody pick. Oh, crushing one tired.
You're having a bloody yawn amongst all this chaos. You have got the presence of mind just to yawn.
Yes,
you're a brilliant bloody man.
Oh, come, I meditate.
What about Bontempelli? Young kid, $420,000.
Far too expensive. Yeah.
What about this bloke?
No, Jock.
Defence mid. Hurdy Elabumia, the prince. The one who is gifted. And his one.
A little bit too subtle in your description.
That's what he said. Or is it something
else? I don't think he said the end. Hurtier Lumumba, new club, 417, will be playing a key leadership role, will quite possibly lead the people out of the G under terrorist attack and single-handedly wrestle a helicopter to the ground, saving
that's
the world.
Sort of bloke he is. Isn't it? Okay. Lumumbies. I want to get him on one of the podcasts this year. Caddy's lost his dual position. Josh Caddy.
Yes,
some people were expecting him. $414,000. Put up a survey the other day of the blokes who have lost their midfield defence edgel abilities. Josh Caddy is one. We're talking, who else? Mel Chesky's. Mark McVeigh. Josh Caddy's got to be off the radar now.
Of great significance, Josh Caddy is on my radar. Yes, he is very awkwardly priced, mid only. However, with the exodus from Geelong, and given that last year Josh Caddy had some sub-affected scores, we are getting him at a discounted price.
Are you considering that would be a significant point of difference?
We are getting Josh Caddy at a discounted price. Taking out his sub-affected scores, factoring in 100% game time, he jumps to an average of around 93, Jock.
Look, I can't say I agree. I won't be looking at him. Jump in the comments. What do you reckon? Josh Caddy, is he off your radar or would he make a good point of difference, Peter Higginbotham style?
Now is the time to be discussing the machinations of some unique selections.
Well, you're a great man, Peter. I wouldn't put it past you just for him to come up and average 700.
Okay, you say me this. Mid-forward. Baddie Mitchelson.
Yeah, $405,000.
Tom Mitchell. Baddie Mitchelson, son.
Is he going to finally solidify himself in the Sydney team, though?
He need get bloody game. He gun.
He has to, don't he?
He need get bloody game.
Has to be seriously considered as well, doesn't
he? Gun.
He collects a lot of pill.
Oh, what come? 405, mid-four swing. You put him play four line. Yeah. What come?
What about Daisy? Daisy Thomas is forward mid, $406,000.
No, Jock. Burnt us last year at a cheaper price.
Daisy.
At that $406,000. A very risky option.
I'll tell you my answer, I will. I reckon you can get stuffed.
I'm crazy. All for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage.
That's beautiful.
I can't afford a carriage.
That's bloody beautiful. Shattered. What about Shattered, the trampoline man? The trampoline man, Shattered Wellingham, doing his flips on the trampoline, busting his leg. Nah.
No joke. Not for me.
Although I have to say, who wrote up about him? One of the off-season boys. If you jump on to the website and you'll see the 2015 player review, we're up to about 100 bloody players that we've reviewed. Wombat's opened me eyes. It might have been general soreness about Wellingham. He's actually gone through a bloody lot to get himself on the AFL football team. Can he bounce back? Maybe he's got something more that I can't see. But in terms of his on-field endeavours, I don't think can consider Jared Wellingham.
Jock.
Yes, Peter.
We could continue this banter, but I must get home. Mother needs to take her medicine.
Righto. Well, we've got to bloody... Just be calm. We've got to wind this thing up a bit. What's the big difficulty we can already see, and you've discussed with me earlier today, with our teams? Where's the hardest spot to pick some quality ilks? And that will therein be the game this year.
Yes, the game is very interesting. We have the temptation of the forward line expensives, as I would like to call them.
In the old game.
The expensives.
Yep.
We have very little options in defence, Jock. Only a few rookies. I see Nick Newman being a very popular selection. Not sure about The spend associated with Malcheski now changing clubs.
Lost his midfield
Cade
eligibility.
Simpson at 512. Another risk. Brody Smith at 500. Heath Short. No. Hodge, mid-eligible defender.
You can't not really rely on Hodge.
Corey Enright on the way out. Hibbert, 491. They are...
It's a difficult line this year.
The defence, I expect many to be taking mid-price risks.
What about Shannon Hearn with his renewed captaincy? Could that just rise him up a bit with that added responsibility? Players will either rise or they'll fall. Could Shannon Hearn at 467 rise?
I prefer a greater left field West Coast defender in Mackenzie Jock.
Right.
Under the radar.
Right.
I have written significant wisdoms about him.
Yeah.
Are you going to allude to my wisdoms, Jock, at any stage? Are you going to plug the bloody magazine?
Right, I think it's time. Now, this is probably the biggest news. We've had a lot of Supercoach news. I want you to sit back, because this is something that particularly my mate here, Peter Bloody Higginbotham, has been charged with putting together what is probably the proudest hour of our community, the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Magazine 2015. Would you like to just tell the community about this is coming? It's going to change the world. It's the greatest piece of fantasy. I'm not biased, mate, but this is the greatest piece of fantasy literature that's been released, and I believe everyone should be getting onto it. There's only a limited print run, isn't there, Peter?
Yes, Jock.
How can people put their hands up?
I have dipped into my inheritance early, been selling off a few of Mother's items.
Yes.
The Bakelite phone I got quite a price for on eBay. Good. All to fund this project, Jock. And this is a quality production. Many hours have been put into the analysis.
How many pages are we looking at, mate?
132, Jock.
Supercoach Crouching, you've been bloody quiet tonight, mate.
I have magazine too.
You feature prominently,
I write
mate.
Wisdom. Yeah. You too write some Shade stuff, Mr. Jock.
We've had photos, shirts.
A significant contributor, Mick the Mad Irishman. Many brilliant articles. And Baron Von Crow.
Hats off to those boys.
Statistical wizard. This is huge, Doc.
It's a very proud moment. There's been, seriously now, a bloody lot of effort put into this. I am as excited about something being released in our community now as I've ever been. This is something which will be very big for our community. I'm very proud, like you said, of all the work that Higo's put into this, the Baron, bloody Throttle as well, bloody Mick the Mad Irishman. We have to stress there's only a limited amount of prints that go off. If you need to get this, you must. There's a page that'll be up there now where you can buy it. It's a pre-order, and we're looking at a delivery of Higo. When's the delivery? You have to wait for all the business to come out.
Yes, Jock. We will be releasing the magazine, dispatching the magazine very early February. Approximately February 10 will it be our launch date, Jock.
So I just don't want people to miss out on this. If you really want this, there's also the opportunity to purchase this piece of majesticness as a gift. So there's a little gift option as well. Please get in early. Hit up the website. You'll see the banners up there. There's a buy now button. You can pay on your credit cards, if your Visas or your Amexes and all that sort of business. Or if you've got a PayPal account, you can go through and pay that. But Peter, we don't want people to miss out on this because it is a significant item.
Agreed, Jock. As you'll see from the post page on the website, it is a quality production. A lot of graphic design work. This has been in production since Supercoach closed 2014, Jock.
I'm very bloody proud.
I am too. It's probably my most significant development ever. Mother still does not know.
Once this comes in my hand, I just haven't got words. You know, sometimes I haven't got words.
Oh, yes, Jock.
It's really beautiful, but I don't want, especially if they're listening now. If you're listening now just before Christmas, there's even time to get a Christmas bloody present for your mates.
Yes, Jock.
I just want you to get in because it is a limited print release. Please go and bloody put your hat in the ring.
Thank you, Jock. I've said too
just
much.
Just got to collect myself.
I've said too much already.
Yeah.
The Higginator will be out shortly. Looking forward to that.
Yep, the game. We got to pull our hats off to the bloody team at Supercoach as well, don't we?
Agreed, Jock.
They put together a good game, and we can piss and moan about changes all we like. But at the end of the day, the stronger this mob is, the stronger our game becomes for the future. So all the team at bloody Super Footy and the Supercoach mob, we love the changes.
Agreed, Jock.
And all that, the rookie prices are pretty much as they were, not like the other game of which we don't speak much.
Yes, Jock. We shall see a further moving away from other places to our beautiful people at Supercoach.
Now, unfortunately, I suppose a lesson learned, to get the Supercoach gold picker that's up at the moment, you have to have been a gold member last year. So lessons learned. I reckon we just lock away your Supercoach gold thing throughout this thing, because we want to keep this mob strong, just as much as we want to keep our own fantasy footy community
strong.
Agreed,
Jock. Agreed. Supercoach gold has become more relevant than ever.
It has. Community, enjoy all the changes. Enjoy the magazine, which is on the way. Lock in your copy. Get down and begin to study. Please study these changes, understand what they mean. Have yourselves a wonderful Christmas. I'm Jock Reynolds. Now, there's a magazine which is bloody exciting, but don't forget the monthly donors podcast. One went up just on Sunday. Get stuck in, hit the button, away you go, and get access to the monthly donors podcast at the community.